Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh class learning. I hope everyone is well. We had a meaningful, we skipped last week was Erev Shabbos Chanukah, so we did not have Shir, so we haven't met for a few weeks. So I hope everyone had a meaningful and uplifting Chanukah, and in the past 3 weeks since we've met, you had uplifting and meaningful Shabbosos. So our sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous is joining us this morning, Baruch Hashem. We thank her and her family very, very much. To bring only zichuyos haTovah to you, your entire family, for many Shabbosos of Kedusha and Nachas and Torah and Brios. So tizku the mitzvos of ma'isim tovim. May also see my father-in-law joining this year this morning. So welcome, Abba. Thank you for joining us as well. So let's get right into our learning. So again, we haven't met for 3 weeks. So we are on page 58 of the Sefer, Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, making the most of Shabbos, insights of Rav Shimshon Pinkus that's into Shabbos Kodesh. So we spoke a lot about the Shabbos Licht, lighting Hadakas Nero Shabbos, based on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Mishnah Berurah, on the Halachos, very, very fascinating three-part series on lighting the Shabbos candle. So what I'm going to do is just review page 58, what is written. I know where we're up to just because we haven't met for a while, so we all reorient ourselves with where we are holding. Okay, so the Pinkus teaches, starts the section as the menorah. What he's doing is relating certain aspects of our Avodah Shabbos to the Malachas and Mishkan. Just like there are parallels between what the Kohanim did to serve Hashem, there are parallels to what we do on Shabbos to serve Hashem through our Avodah Shabbos. That was Avodah and Mishkan. The Mishkan was the abode, the resting place for the Shechina in this world. Shabbos, Kaviyachal, is a resting place for the Shechina in our homes, in this world. So on Shabbos, we have the koach, just like Vasuli Mikdash Vashachanti Besorcham Shemos 25:8. Make for me a holy place, a sanctuary, Mikdash Vashachanti, the Shechina will be there. So when we are Mikadesh, the Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos becomes an abode for the Ribbono Shel Olam to dwell amongst us, within us, and in our homes. That's the power of Kedusha Shabbos. So just like the Avodah consisted of different elements in the Mishkan, so too our Avodah consists of different elements. So the first thing that we discussed in this section was the priestly garments. Just like the Kohanim, page 57, just like the Kohanim had to wear special garments or the Rechai of Misa. It wasn't optional, the Bigdei Kahuna. They had to wear them. So too, we have to wear Shabbos clothing. And now the menorah. So we're just going to recap so we know where we're up to. Page 58. In the Beis HaMikdash was a menorah. There were three mitzvos involving the menorah. Two are well known, and the mitzvos and menorah are Hadlakas Neros, which is actually lighting the menorah, and Hatavas Neros, which is preparing the lamps to be lit. Hadlakas Neros means lighting the menorah. Of course, we're just coming off of Hanukkah. This past Yom Rishon was the last of the Hanukkah Licht. Okay, so Hatavas and we're map to Hadlakas Haneros means actually lighting the menorah. Hatavas Haneros means preparing the menorah to be lit. According to the Rambam, the Kohen would remove the old oil and wicks from the night before and then set up new ones. This is a Torah mitzvah that only a Kohen may carry out. So Hachana is very important. If you don't prepare for the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. So you might think, what's so important about Hatavas Haneros? You're just preparing the menorah. If you don't prepare, you can't do the mitzvah. I want to show you something cool. Actually amazing. I learned this for I just have to remember what pasuk it's in. If I want to show you something cool, if I don't remember the pasuk because I wasn't planning to say it. Here we go. I'm going to show you something very interesting. I'm talking about the importance of preparing for a mitzvah. If you don't prepare for a mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. Okay, so I hope everyone can see that I'm in Bereishis Perek Mem Gimel. I actually cannot see everyone because everyone is behind their cameras. So if you can't see, then post. Oh, pause, but could you see I'm in Bereishis 43? Okay, thank you so much. This is so cool. I learned this year. I never knew before. Someone who I shared it with last week told me that they had somebody in Shul who we shared the Vaitara said that they knew this before. I never saw it before. Rabbi Yisachar Fran brings this down. Me, Kate, is always read on Shabbos Chanukah. I'm not telling you Chanukah is very Torah, but I'm just showing you the importance of preparation, which is exactly what Pinkus is talking about. There's two mitzvos involved in menorah. There's the hadlaka, the lighting, but you can't have the hadlaka unless you have the preparation for the hadlaka. it's very nice that you want to do the mitzvah of lighting menorah. But if you don't prepare, hatavas aneiros means, quote, preparing the menorah to be there. What does this involve? According to the Rambam, the Kohen had to remove the old oil, remove the old wicks, and then set up new ones. Furthermore, this is a Torah mitzvah that only a Kohen may carry out. So you might think that the preparation is not an integral part of the mitzvah, but it actually is. We see it here. First of all, it's its own mitzvah. Second of all, if you don't prepare, you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. It's like Shabbos, called Torah Berach Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbos. If you don't prepare an Erev Shabbos, then you're not going to eat on Shabbos. It doesn't matter how halig you think your Shabbos is going to be, how halig you want it to be, you got to prepare before in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So this is an amazing insight that I never saw before. Rabbi Yisrael Chafran brings it down in his comment, in his Sefer on the Parsha. This is Parshas Miketz, which is always read Shabbos Chanukah, Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Tazayim. So the brothers have come back after 2 years away. They want to buy more food, and they brought Binyamin. Vayar Yosef Itam Es Binyamin. Yosef sees that they brought Binyamin. Vayomer L'Shar Abeso, he says to the stewards, those in charge of his home, Aveyas Hanashim Habaisa, bring them into my house. They're obviously treated different than all the other people who come to Egypt to buy food. Utavoach Tavach V'Hachin, slaughter meat and prepare. Ki iti yochu anashim b'tzarayim. The men will eat with me this afternoon. Okay, and the man does like Yosef says, and the man brings the men to the house of Yosef, and they were very afraid. They're being brought to the house of Yosef. Look at these words. Utavach tavach v'chein. It's meant, you have to really look to see what I'm showing you. The chas and the hachin. The final chas of tavach and the hachin. I highlight it. Paul, do you see when I highlight something on my screen? Oh, perfect. Good. It makes it easier. That ches, vav, hey, chav, nun, that spells Chanukah. Ches, nun, sofis, vav, chav, hey. So the words utavoach, tavach, vehachin spell Chanukah. And then utavoach, tev, of the first two words, the gematria is 36. 6, 9, 2, 8, 9, 2, the gematria is 36. We light 36 candles on Chanukah. I'm not talking about the Shamash. That's just the helper. Actually, if you add up 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 and 8, do it on your calculator, equals 36. We light 36 Chanukah licht. And the next part of the phrase spells Chanukah. So utavoach tev is 36, 36 licht on Chanukah. So what is Yosef telling? Hachin, slaughter meat and prepare. So what do we learn from here? It's like, I think I have to sneeze. Excuse me, I got a cold. Not the second, I'm just explaining. Utavoach tavach v'hachin, this is gevaldik. Okay, especially for someone who's fascinated by Shorashim and the words in Lashon HaKodesh. Utavoach tav is 36. Ches v'hachin is the words Chanukah. And this comes to teach you that if you want to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting the 36 lamps on Chanukah, v'hachin, you need to prepare. So I really wasn't planning to share this, which is why I wasn't prepared on the screen in the first place. But when I'm reading there, Simpson Pinkus is talking about preparing the lamps in order to light the menorah. That's an amazing insight. Utavoach tav 36, ches v'hachin, Chanukah licht. You want to be able to light the 36 candles of the Chanukah licht? That's gevaldik. But if you do not prepare for the mitzvah, v'hachin, v'hachinu es asher yaviu, the pasuk says in Perek Tazayin, by Shabbos, by the man, v'hachinu es asher yaviu, they prepared what they brought. You have to prepare. You want to enjoy Shabbos, you have to prepare. You want to light menorah, whether it's on Chanukah or in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, you have to prepare. That's a mitzvah of Hatavas HaNeiros. So there are two separate mitzvahs. There's the actual Hadlaka, and that is actually fulfilling the mitzvah. But in order to fulfill any mitzvah, you have to prepare for a mitzvah. And it's relevant to so much in our lives, especially Shabbos. If you don't prepare for Shabbos, you're not going to have Shabbos. It doesn't matter how many intentions you have. Excuse me. Okay, beautiful Vart. Okay, so Hatavas HaNeiros means preparing the menorah to be lit. This is a Torah mitzvah where the Kohen removes the old oil and wicks and then sets up new ones, and only a Kohen may carry it out. Shabbos also has these two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos candles, which is incumbent upon the woman. She is considered, says Rav Pinkus, quote, he puts it in quote, the Kohen of the home. And there's an additional mitzvah of preparing the candlesticks, polishing them, putting in the oil, the wicks, the candles. So you see that when it comes to any mitzvah, you want to fulfill it. It's a mitzvah. You have to prepare to fulfill it. And the Mishnah Berurah deems it proper for the husband to do this preparation, which we spent 3 weeks talking about because we went through the Shulchan Aruch, if you remember, Siman Reish Lamech Gimel, with the Ramah on the Mishnah Berurah, and later day commentaries. Hatavas HaNeiros is the man's mitzvah. I learned this, continues Rav Shimshon Pinkus, bottom of page 58. I learned this halacha when I was engaged. I was buying candlesticks for my kala. I saw some fancy decorated candlesticks on display. They looked really nice. The store owner told me, actually, it's quite hard to clean these candlesticks. But you'll do it. It's your mitzvah to clean the candlesticks to cover Shabbos Kodesh. The husband prepares, the wife lights. In this way, the hadlakas haneros, the lighting of the flame, which resembles the lighting of the golden menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, creates a perfect unity and harmony between husband and wife. So the purpose of the Shabbos Kodesh, as we've spoken about many times, halachically, is for shalom bayis. Like, just practically. We've said it many times, that if it's pitch black in the house, we're talking about the olden days, before electricity, you're not allowed to lo savir ish b'chomesh v'sechem b'yom b'shabbos, b'shmos lamed hey. You're not allowed to light a fire. And there's no electricity, so everyone's going to be tripping over each other and getting angry and spilling the food and the soup and bumping into each other and stepping on the toys. I'm not sure what toys they had in the olden days, but kids are probably very creative. So the purpose of the lighting the Shabbos candles is really for Shalom Bayis. Today it's taken on sort of Kabbalistic Kavanos. It's for Shalom Bayis. And that's what Pinchas says. So it's represented in the two aspects of the mitzvah. The hatava is the husband's mitzvah. The hadlaka is the wife's mitzvah. Together it creates unity and shalom because they are both involved in the mitzvah of Neros for Shabbos. And therefore, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, which brought shalom to the world, the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim. Shalom is one of the names of Hashem, Masech HaShabbos, Yod Amabes, I believe. Just like the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash brought shalom from Yerushalayim by the name of God, which is shalom. So too, once again, you see that when we fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos properly and that we create shalom bayis, perhaps a deeper allusion there is that shalom bayis means the presence of the Shechina in the home. What are the names of Hashem is shalom? The Gemara tells us on Masech HaShabbos, Yod, I believe it's Amar Beis, which is why it's a problem to say the word shalom in the bathroom, or to take a towel, a baby towel with the name shalom, you know, they put on the hood, because shalom is one of the names of Hashem. So maybe I just thought of this now as I'm speaking, literally. When we talk about shalom bayis, what we're saying is that the Shechina is in your home. And when the Shechina is in your home, you'll have shalom bayis. When will the Shechina be in your home? When there is respect between Adam and Chaveiro, when there's derech eretz for each other, because Baruch Hu says that's a home where I want to dwell. And we know also Chazal tell us Ish, Isha. They both have the letters Ish, Aleph, Shin. But from Ish to Isha, you have an additional Yud and Hey. Ish is Aleph, Yud, Shin. Isha is Aleph, Shin, Hey. They share which letters? Aleph, Shin, that spells Ish. But the Ish has a Yod. The Isha has a Hey. That's Shem Hashem, the Yod and the Hey. So Ish v'Isha, Shechina Shruim b'neihem. If there's no Shechina Shruim b'neihem, Ish Acholsham. So you see that when there is Shalom, which is represented in the Mitzvah of Hadakas and Eros, which is represents cooperation, unity, working together to bring the Kedusha to the home, because he does the Hatavas and Eros, she does the Hadlakas and Eros. That represents a partnership. It's a Shitfus here. We are an Azer connector. We're working together as helpers. Then it leads to the Shechinas between them. And then maybe that's a deeper meaning of Shalom Bayis. I never thought of it. Ever. When we prepare properly for Shabbos, U'tavach tavach ve'hachin, you prepare properly to do the mitzvah. You work together in tandem with respect for each other, with Derech Eretz. And we bring the Shechina into our home. Bring the Shechina into your home is symbolized in the word Shalom Bayis. It means that the Shechina, Shalom, the Ribono Shel Olam, is in your bayis. And there's no greater bracha than having the Shechina in your home. Shalom Bayis, beautiful. In this way, the Hadlakas HaNeros, which resembles the lighting of the golden menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, creates a perfect unity and harmony between husband and wife. I'm on the top of page 59. There's a third mitzvah regarding the menorah, says Rav Pinchas. This mitzvah is simply that there should be a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. This mitzvah also is a, so there's three mitzvahs, he says. One, to have a menorah. Moshe was told to construct the menorah. Interestingly, like the template that I show you in the fire, the menorah is related, the creation of the menorah is related to Eish itself. He didn't know how to make the menorah. Hashem said, like the Tavnis Eish, that I showed you, the whole creation of menorah is just to bring shalom bayis, shalom, the Shechina, ish v'isha, between husband and wife, was shown to Moshe in a tavnis eish. Very interesting. So perhaps Hashem is saying, make sure you see it in Eish. Make sure you give up the halacha well. And it shouldn't become Eish in the home, but rather they should have the Yud and then the Hey in the home to bring my Shalom to the home. Okay, so the Maisa, there are three mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to just have a menorah, a mitzvah to prepare the menorah, and a mitzvah to light the menorah. So as Rav Pinkas, this mitzvah is simply that there should be a menorah in the base of Mikdash. We haven't done this page, this is new. This mitzvah also is a parallel in Shabbos. That's a parallel. We find that the Shabbos candlesticks are compared to menorah. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Haravid is quoted by the Rishonim as saying that if the utensil holding the oil of the Shabbos lights is not a proper kli, kli is like a vessel, but the utensil holding the oil of the Shabbos licht is not a proper kli. For instance, it's too wobbly, it cannot stand on its own without support, then it is invalid for the Shabbos lights. So not only do you need a menorah, i.e. Shabbos candles, not only do you need hatavas and eros to prepare, utavach tavach vehachin, not only do you need to actually do the hadlaka to light it, and then you will have shalom bayis, the shechin in your home, like we have said, but there's another inyan here. And that is, quoting the Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Haravid, that the kli, the vessel, for holding the Shabbos licht, must be strong, must be proper. If it's too wobbly, if it's not a proper kli, let's say it can't stand on its own without support, it's invalid for the Shabbos lights. Just as the lights, and so it has to be stable. It doesn't say it has to be fancy, it should be nice to cover Shabbos kodesh, but it has to be stable, proper kli. Just as the lights in the base of Mikdash, as Rav Pinkas, were placed inside the menorah, so too, the Shabbos lights need to be placed in a proper kli. Now this, when I was preparing Shir, this reminded me of the final Mishnah in Shas. When I say Shas, I mean Tzitzis Sojai Mishnah, Shas Mishnayos. The final Mishnah in all of Shas talks about the importance of a kli. And I'm going to screen share and show it to you. What I find so interesting is that it's relating the kli to the importance of shalom. So Rav Shimshon Pinkas is talking about having a kli for Shabbos candles. That's proper. Now we know that the purpose of Shabbos candles is shalom bayis. Now I'm going to take you to a Mishnah that talks about the importance of a kli for shalom. So it's really connected very much to what he's teaching, even though he doesn't mention the Mishnah or talk about the kli for shalom. He's talking about a kli for hadlakas neiros. The whole purpose of hadlakas neiros is shalom bayis. So when you say you need a proper kli for hadlakas neiros, what you're really saying is you need a proper kli for shalom. Which actually makes sense. If it's too wobbly, it's invalid. That's right. If the shalom bayis is wobbly, it's going to be a problem. So you need a proper kli for Shabbos candles. The whole purpose of Shabbos candles is shalom bayis. We spoke about bringing the Shechina down. It shouldn't be Ish. It should be the Yud and then the Hey, Ish, Visha, Shechina, Shurei Beneim. Bring the Shechina into your home. Just like the Shechina came into the Beis HaMikdash, which was in Yerushalayim. You bring the name shalom to your home. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I apologize. So too, you need a proper kli for shalom. So now I'm going to take you to the Mishnah, which I did prepare on the screen, and I'm going to show you what the Mishnah says, coming back to you to screen share. Okay, could you see on my screen, Paul, I'm in the Mishnah? Very good. So if you see, we're in Mishnah Uktzin. Uktzin is the final Masechta in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Perek Gimel. Mishnah Yud Beis. This is it. This is how Chazal close. How do Chazal close out the entire Shas? Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. What's the most important thing you have to know? After everything you learn, this Tana says like this, this Tana says like that, this Tana says we do it this way, this Tana says we do it that way. What do you have to know? What are the final words of Shas? Amar Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta. Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta says, Lo matzah kosh baruch hu kli, so you could see why when I was preparing Shir, this Mishnah came to me. Shimon Pinkas is talking about the importance of having a kli, a proper kli for Adakas Nevos. Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta is talking about the importance of having a proper kli for Shalom, for Bracha. Adakas Nevos of Shabbos are for Shalom. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta, Lo matzah kosh baruch hu kli, Machzik Bracha Lisha El Hashem. Because Bracha found no better vessel, container. Okay, I could want to drink a tea. You could have hot water. You could have 10 different flavors of herbal tea and green tea. and I don't know, jasmine tea and whatever else kind of tea they make, black tea. But if you don't have a cup to drink the tea, I'm being serious, I'm not making a joke. Look at my tea, right? It's inside. It's very nice, almost finished. It's very nice. So I could have hot water and tea and honey or whatever else you put and some cinnamon stick. But if you don't have a kli, the tea is useless and the hot water is useless. What are you going to do? You're going to put it in your hands, boiling water straight from the kettle, you'll burn yourself. You're going to put it straight in your mouth. I took two hot tea this week. I burned my mouth, my tongue, my palate. I said to my daughter, I don't think I spoke like Lashon Hara. What's Hashem telling me? She says, Mommy, we're not supposed to think like that. It's a punishment. I said, no, but I should think, what's the message? So you need a kli if you want to drink a tea. You need a kli if you want to have Shabbos candles. You need a kli if you want to have shalom and bracha. So if you want to have bracha in your life, you need a receptacle. My cup's better than my hands. You need a receptacle. You need a vessel to put all the bracha in. So Hashem wants to send bracha, shafa bracha, flow of bracha down to our lives and our homes and our earth. But Hashem says you need something to hold the blessing in. Okay? Someone comes and they give you $1 million. The bracha of a kosh baruch is better than $1 million. You need somewhere to put the $1 million. I'm not talking about they Venmo'd you. I don't even know if you could do that. So, they actually come with gold coins that equal 1 million golden bars. Now where are you going to put it? So you need a kli if you want to hold all the brachas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's the kli we create? It's not a tea mug. It's not a knapsack. It's not a water bottle. The kli that we need to hold the bracha of Hashem is called shalom. Because Baruch Hu says, did you make a kli of shalom in your life? If so, I could fill your hands with bracha. But I can't send you the bracha if you have nowhere to put it. And the receptacle to hold all of my blessings is called shalom. Amar Bishimim Bechalafta, L'matzo Kosh Baruch Hu kli mechzik bracha l'Yisrael el Hashem. Kosh Baruch Hu found no better vessel for peace, no better vehicle for blessing for Israel, Allah Shalom, but peace. So I need a mug for tea, a knapsack for school books, a shopping bag for groceries, a purse for my license, credit card, and sunglasses. Where am I going to put shalom? Where am I going to put bracha? In a vessel called shalom. Shanamar, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem oz ama yitain, Hashem yivarechas ama b'shalom. Hashem will give strength to his nation. Hashem will bless Israel with peace. That's the very last word of Shas, the last word of the entire Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Torah Shabbat Peh. Shas Mishnayos is Shalom. If you want to know how Hashem will give us strength, Oza Amo Yitin. How will Hashem Yivarech as Amo? How will he bless us? The bracha will only come if we have Shalom. And this ties in so, so, so beautifully and so perfectly to what Shimshon Pinkas is talking about. The whole purpose of the Hadakas Neiros, the Hatavos Neiros, the Hadakas Neiros is for Shalom Bayis. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, how could you light the candles in something wobbly? Represents wobbly Shalom Bayis. How could you not have a proper kli for the Hadaka if the Hadaka represents Shalom? You need a proper kli to hold Shalom. So Pinkas doesn't speak about this Mishnah, but to me it's so connected, it's unbelievable. You need a proper kli for Hadakas Neiros. You need a proper kli if you want the bracha of God. The kli is called shalom. And when you have shalom in your life, shalom in your home, you have a receptacle for all the shefa bracha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you'll have true shalom bayis. And we already said that shalom is the name of God. So what's shalom bayis? Shalom will be a resident in your home. Hashem will come down and dwell in your home. I just want to show you here the Ikra Tosfos Yom Tov. It's like Cliff Notes, Lahavdel, sorry, Alf of Dallas, on the Tosos Yom Tov, which is a much longer Perush. B'medrash, Gadol HaShalom, how great is peace, how great is peace? Well, first of all, Yerushalayim is the city of Shalom, Yireh Shalom, contraction of what Avram said and Malkit Tzedek said. Shalom, the name of Hashem is Shalom. The last word in Shas is Shalom. Ashmona Esrei ends with Shalom. Birkas Kohanim ends with Shalom. Well, if you weren't sure if Shalom was important, it is. Hashem Yivarech B'Medrash Gadol HaShalom. One of the greatest peace. Kisha HaMelech HaMashiach Yavo. When Melech HaMashiach comes, B'mher B'yaminu. Einam Poseach Ela B'Shalom. How will he come? What will his entrance be? only if there's peace. Only through peace will the Mashiach, will the Messiah enter. This is a quote from, I've looked up the pasuk before, I don't remember right now, I'm sorry. It's talking about when the Mevasar comes, the Mevasar Va'omer, the Kol Mevasar, Mevasar Va'omer, how pleasant are your footsteps, Mashmiya Shalom, he will announce peace. So you see that peace is so important. And if the peace is the vessel, the receptacle, the kli, to holding all the brachos of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And that's what we have to create in our homes as well. And that's all represented in the candles that we light for Shabbos. On this basis, says Rav Pinchas, we can explain the common custom of buying silver candlesticks. The candlesticks are similar to the menorah, footnote. Although the menorah that was made in the, not my footnote, Rav Pinchas. Although the menorah that was made in the Beis Hamikdash was preferably made of gold, silver is also considered a worthy material. The candlesticks are similar to the menorah, and they are an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of kindling Shabbos lights, because like we said, we understand the hachana is important, Hatavas and Eros, the Hadlaka is important, but you also have to have a sturdy, stable, beautiful receptacle to hold the candles, which represents the Kli of Shalom that holds the Bracha. Okay, next, bathing. Okay, bottom page 59. So we spoke about Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Shabbos. Menorah in the Mikdash, Shabbos candles in our home. Next, bathing. Remember, these are all parallels between the avoda of the Kohanim in the Mikdash and our avoda as Kohanim, putting that in quotes, and bringing the Shechina down into our homes to Kedusha Shabbos. Okay, bathing. When the Kohen entered the Beis HaMikdash before he started his avoda, he had to wash his hands and feet at the kior. The kior is the laver, the copper laver, hand washing, feet washing station that stood in the courtyard of the Mishkan. It was commanded to be made in Parshas Ki Tisa. It is Perek Lamed Aleph. It's copper. It had spigots or spouts. And before the Kohen would do his avoda, he, just like he had to wear Big Day Kahuna, he was Chayv Misa, he had to wash at the Kior, or he was Chayv Misa. He put one hand over a foot, he turned on the spigot, and the water came down over hand and foot, and the other hand over the other foot. Remember, they served barefoot. And the other hand over the other foot, the water came down. It was not by choice, just like the Big Day Kahuna were not by choice. It was rather an integral part of the service of the of Hashem from the Mikdash. So, when the Kohen entered the Beis HaMikdash before he started his avodah, he had to wash his hands and feet at the kior. If he didn't, his service was invalid. What I found incredible is that when I was preparing Shira, the kior also relates to Shalom Bayis. So, Pinchas is speaking about Hadlakas Neiros, which are all about Shalom Bayis. Shalom is the name of Hashem. Shalom Bayis means the Shechina dwells in your home, as we're explaining today. Shalom is the greatest gift God can give us, and it's the kli to hold all of the brachos. The kior is also created for Shalom. So just like they had the kior, which was created for the purpose of Shalom, and where the Kohanim had to wash before their avoda, we can compare this to our homes. He's talking about bathing in honor of Shabbos, but this idea too is related to Shalom. So I'm going to screen share with you. Here we go. Okay, one second. I prepared it right here. I don't see anybody. So I assume you could see. If for some reason you can see, post it on the chat. What you should be seeing is that I am Shemos Lamed Chas. Okay, I hope you could see. Parshas Vayakal. No one's posting that you can't see, so I'm taking that as good. Okay, so in Parshas Vayakal, we have the construction of the kior. What I'm telling you is that I think that the theme of Shalom is continuing here, because the kior was also made for Shalom Bayis. Metzuk. Vayas perek lamed ches, pasuk ches of Sefer Shemos. Vayas es hakior nechoshes, and he made the kior of copper, vas kano nechoshes, and its base or its pedestal. So the kior was like a basin or a bowl on top, and it had a bottom, a pedestal or a base, which was also made from copper. But what did they make the kior from? The kiyar was made with the mirrors of the woman who congregated opposite the entrance to the tent of meeting. This is a very unusual kli, the kiyar. The other kelim came from everything that was donated. Zahav, beginning precious truma, zahav, kesef, zosa, mezosa, truma, asher tikach, meitam, zahav, kesef, nechoshes, tchez, argamantol, ashani, oros elim, adamim, oros tachashim, atzei shisim. So they took all kinds of contributions, beautiful materials, shaman lama ar, avnei shoham and avnei miluim, but they took all kinds of materials, and whatever was gold, silver, and copper they got was melted down to make the different kelim, the aron, the shulchan, the sockets, the kruvim. But when it came to the copper laver, the kiyar, Rav Shamshon Farl Hirsch says, the mirrors were not melted down. The woman donated their mirrors, and they were left in the form of mirror. That's what Hirsch says. That it was left in, that was recognizable that they were made by the mirrors of the woman. So they didn't take all the copper and put it down in a melting pot and then restructure a copper kiyar. It was made by the mirrors of the woman who congregated at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So let's look at this Rashi. It's so tremendous. But the reason I'm teaching it now is because it relates to the Indian of Shalom. Just like Hadakas Neris is for Shalom Bayis, so to the kiyar slash washing is also for Shalom Bayis. You'll see. But Maro said Tzavos. You can see Rashi on the side of the screen. B'no Yisrael ha-yubi'adan Maro, tshara o-ben k'shehein mis kashtot. So the daughters of Israel had in their hand mirrors. That they would look in these mirrors when they would beautify themselves, when they would get dressed. We're talking about in Egypt. Okay, Rashi's taking us back. Remember, this is the Dar Midbar. They just left Egypt. They're constructing the Mishkan. Chayid ha-miragim hasn't happened yet. The daughters of Israel had in their hand mirrors that they would look at when they would beautify themselves. But af osho no ikru mi havilin devas hamishkan. I mean, they put out the call. We need call isha sheid venu libo tikachas chumasi precious chuma. Any man whose heart motivates him to give, we should take my contribution. So the women were motivated to give. They said, what could we give to the contributions of the mishkan? We know we could give mirrors. V'haya mo es Moshe bahem. Moshe rejected them. Moshe said, what? Me is today, modern daily read, is something like disgusting. Moshe said, I'm going to take mirrors. They are used to fulfill the purpose of the HRA. The woman gets all dressed. She makes herself look beautiful. She seduces her husband. They have relations. I should put these mirrors in my Mishkan, in God's Mishkan. Shasuin the HRA. They fulfill the most basic physical desire. I'm not taking those mirrors. Amar lo Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, you're wrong, Moshe, kabel, take them. Ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. These are more precious to me than everything. Sha'al yadehem, through these mirrors, ha'amidu anashim tzivos rabos b'mitzrayim. Through these mirrors, the woman established offsprings and legions in Egypt. What does that mean? What were the purpose of the mirrors? How were they used for avodas Hashem l'shem shemayim? K'shahayu ba'alei migeim b'avodas parach. It's not so... next week is Vayechi, and right after that is Sefer Shmos. And in Shmos, we learn about the Shiva Mitzrayim. Perek Av, right away, starts to tell us about Paro and the Vodas Perach and Pishom and Ramses and breaking the babies' necks when they're on the birthing stone. So we're just 2 weeks away from this Parsha. Kishayu Balei Migeim Vodas Perach. The men were exhausted by the back-breaking labor. They wanted to give up. So what did the woman do? The man said, what's the point of bringing life into this world? What's the point of marriage? What's the point of conception and birthing? It's pointless. They're just going to throw the babies into the river. They're exhausted from this slave labor. The woman did not give up. They would go and they would bring the men food and drink. And they would feed the men. So they would bring them food and they would bring them drink. The Gemara also says, in Sota Yud Aleph, that the woman would bring warm water and wash their feet. They would heat water and they would also wash them. They note those hamaros and they would take the mirror, the woman, after she gave him to eat, to drink. The Gemara says little fish they would boil. V'chol achas roa atzma im bala b'mar. And each woman, I always think like it's a selfie. I'm not joking, Lahavdil, sorry, just how you would explain it. She would see herself with her husband in the mirror. So if you want to look in a mirror, you put your head close to the other person. So her and her husband put their head close together. She would see herself in the mirror with her husband. This is after a hard day of slave labor when the husband just wants to give up. Umishadalto bedvarim, she would seduce him. Yeah, seduce him with words, like pull him with words. Lomar, what would she say? Anina amimcha, she would like be flirtatious with her husband. I am more beautiful, I'm more handsome than you. Mir mir anamal, who's more beautiful than them? Al havda of alfa billion havdalos, but this is what she was doing. I'm so beautiful, more beautiful than you. But she was enticing him, seducing him, flirting. Umitoch kach meviyos levale in lidei taiva. And through this behavior, and through the mirrors, they would bring their husband to a point of desire. Minis kakos laham, and they would have relations. Umis abos, and they would conceive viyadosham. And they would give birth there. Shanema, like the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, tachas ha-tapuach aratich, under the apple tree. This is an allusion to the woman who went to the fields to arouse and awaken and seduce their husbands. Under the apple tree, I woke you up. I aroused you. V'zeresh shanema b'mar satzalos. That's why the pasuk says that the kiyar was made from the mirrors of the woman who congregated. But b'mar satzalos means the mirrors of hosts or the mirrors of legions. Mar od is a mirror. Tzov'ot. Tzvos Hashem, the host of God, the legions, the army of Hashem. So b'maros ha-tzovos are the mirrors of the legions, which legions that the women established in Egypt, they kept going. Hashem made an ace, made of six babies at once. They were hidden in the ground. The miyaldos kept them alive because of the woman's mesiras nefesh to not give up. Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. It's not nice. What should I do? I need a tissue. And therefore, when they came to the Mishkan, Moshe says, I don't want these. Hashem says, do you know how gevaldic these mirrors are? Do you know that a Jewish woman never gives up? Do you know that the Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem that we have today, is only because of those women? Maris Hatzovos. V'nasa ha-kiyar mehem. This is crazy. By the way, I just couldn't believe when I was preparing, because here we were just talking about Hadakas Neiros and Shalom Bais, and Shabbos should bring Shalom to the home. Look at the next words of Rashi. V'na'asa kiyar mehem. The kiyar was made from them. Did I just hear? No. V'na'asa kiyar mehem. The kiyar was made from them. Shehu lasum shalom. I can't make it up. You see it on the screen. I'm quoting Rashi. We're learning Rashi, I should say. V'na'asa kiyar mehem. The laver was made from them. Shehu lasum shalom. Ben ish li ishto. The purpose of the kiyar is to put shalom between man and wife. Purpose of the Shabbos candles is for shalom between man and wife. That's what Rav Shimshon Pinkas himself says. Adakos Neiros, which resembles the lighting of the golden menorah in the base of Mikdash, creates perfect unity and harmony between husband and wife. The kiyar was also for unity and harmony between husband and wife. So you see, so much of the avoda, of the Mishkan slash avoda in our homes, is all geared towards creating shalom bais. Because like we have offered in today's class, the ultimate blessing, kli machzik bracha, is to have shalom bais. Shalom is the name for Hashem. Shalom bais means the shechina is in your home. V'nasa kiyar mehem, the laver was made from these mirrors. Shehu lasum shalom ben ish lishto. The purpose of the kiyar was to put shalom between man and wife. How so? What is that talking about? Parshas Naso the Sota. And the Sota, Parashas Naso Perakeo Bamidbar, was accused by her husband of being unfaithful, but they're not sure if she's unfaithful. He suspects. He has a Ruach Kina, which translates literally spirit of jealousy. She was enclosed, she was warned with another man, but we don't know if they were actually intimate or not. So we test her, we bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to drink. Part of her test is, besides for dirt from the floor and shame him before rush, she drinks water, a potion of water, that it comes from the kiyar. Lahashkos mimayim shabatocha, because they would take water from the kiyar. For one, whose husband suspects her of being unfaithful, and she was enclosed with another man. V'teidalacha shehein marus mamish. Rashi says they were taka literally mirrors. Maros, mamish, not my words. Mamish maros, mamish mirrors. Sharei nemar nechosha satnufa shirim kikar, because the pasuk tells you in Pekudei, when they took an accounting of all the materials that were donated, the copper of donations was 70 kikar. Vayaspa, they made sockets. They made the mizbech and nechoshes. The sockets of mizbech and nechoshes. Oh, the hooks that went over the cover of the mishkan. The kiyar v'kano luhus kurusham. When it talks about the copper that was collected by the people for the mizbech ha nechoshes, mizbech ha chitzoni, for the sockets that went under the beams, for the hooks that went over the covering of the Mishkan, it doesn't say that the kiyar was made from that copper. So that means that copper was separate from the mirrors. You have learned that the copper for the kiyar was a separate collection than the copper that came for everything else in the Mishkan. This was specifically from the woman, and because it was from the Halaga woman, the Nashim Tzidkanios Negali Shalom Mitzrayim, so it's a Yud Beis right there, when the Gemara talks about the woman did to keep the men alive and going and enticed and with vigor and fathering children. The Gemara says it was in their merit that we were redeemed from Egypt. So the woman's Kiyar Nechoshes was a totally separate contribution than the Nechoshes for the whole rest of the Mishkan. That's what Rabbi Tanchuma says, and so says Targum Unklus, B'mechzias Neshaya. Lachazos is to see, B'mechzias Neshaya, by the mirrors of the woman, who Targum Shamaros, and that is the Aramaic interpretation of mirrors. Okay? So I think it's just incredible that Rashi specifically says, V'nasar kiyar mehem, the kiyar was made from these mirrors, Shahu lasum shalom ben ish l'ishta. The purpose of the kiyar was to bring shalom, to paraphrase of Shimshon Pinkus, perfect unity and harmony between husband and wife. So once again, you see the importance of in our avoda, like the avoda of the mikdash las mishkan, was to bring shalom to the world, literally, pun intended, to bring shalom, the shechina, to the world, from Yerushalayim. That's the purpose of everything we do in our homes. Through the kedusha of Shabbos, and through properly preparing hatavasaneiros utavach tavach v'hachin, preparation's a mitzvah. If you don't prepare, you can't do the mitzvah. But when we prepare properly and we create a receptacle for blessing, we will be rewarded with the greatest blessing there is, which is shalom, which doesn't only mean harmony and peace, but it means bring the Shekhinah into our home. Going back to Pinkas, because we have 2 minutes. When the kohen entered the Beis HaMikdash before he started his avoda, he had to wash his hands and feet at the kiyar. If he didn't, the service was invalid. I am proposing this also. Well, I'm not really proposing. I'm just pointing out that this also relates to shalom. I'm not even proposing. It's Beferish and Rashi. The point of the kiyar was l'sum shalom ben ish l'ishta. However, there were two levels. The basic requirement of washing hands and feet, which I explained to you, the water would come out of the spigot and wash the hand and foot together. And an additional requirement instituted by Chazal, that the kohen should immerse himself in a mikvah. Okay, one of the things we talk about in the Yom Kippur Avoda is how many times the kohen would immerse between going into the Kodesh HaKadashim and the Kodesh and changing from the gold investments to the linen, pure linen investments. So going to Kodesh HaKadashim, he had to immerse in the mikvah. I think it's 5 times. I could be wrong. The Avodas Yom Kippur, I don't know well at all. But one thing we do know is that the kohen had to immerse many times. And in the excavations that they found today, near and around the Har HaBayis, they've excavated the road that the Olam L'Regel would take from ground level up to the top of Har HaBayis. I'm sure some of you have been there. We were there a number of years ago before it was officially open. We were on a trip. Professor Schechter was there, Shlita. So it was a smaller group. And they opened it up for us. It's incredible. At the base of that road, they found a mikvah. There were mikvahs all over because the people could not go up to Har HaBayis in the state of Tumah. Even the kohen himself, there were mikvahs located in the environment of Har HaBayis because the kohen had to go to the mikvah. So not only did he have to wash his hands and feet to prepare for the avodah, but Chazal say the kohen should immerse himself in a mikvah. There's a similar mitzvah, I'm just finishing the paragraph, and then we'll finish the section, similar mitzvah regarding Shabbos. The halacha states it is a mitzvah to bathe one's whole body, and if one cannot do so, to today in our day and age, really, in general, that's not relevant. We do have the easy ability. We don't have to go down to the river. We don't have to boil water. We don't have to hack ice to get to the water under. Today, it's very hard to find an excuse to say, I couldn't bathe. I'm not talking about you had an emergency in the hospital till 5 minutes before lich benching. In general, there's no reason we cannot fulfill the halacha of bathing our whole body in warm water. But at the very minimum, Chazal say you should wash your hands, face. You should wash your face, hands, and feet in hot water on Erev Shabbos. This is from the Shulchan Aruch Chaim. Just like, by the way, the Kohanim had to wash. as we know, many people have the custom to immerse in a mikvah before Shabbos. So big day kahuna, big day Shabbos. Hadlakas a menorah, hadlakas neir Shabbos, washing, kiyar we spoke about, we have a mitzvah and a halacha to wash and prepare, and we see that the entire avodah really revolves around the concept of Shalom Bayis, Bezos Hashem, when we properly prepare, utevach tevach vehachin, 36 Chanukah, you have to prepare to do the mitzvah, we will be zocha, and we have created a kli machzik bracha, we'll be zocha to the greatest bracha there is, through the kedusha of Shabbos, and the power of Shalom, will truly bring the Shechina into our homes, we'll be zocha to the bracha of Shalom Bayis, my home, where the Shechina dwells. I thank our sponsor very much, it's in your merit, that we are zocha to share these divrei Torah. I wish everybody ready, a true Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Kol Tov. Thank you to all.